So, Siman Kuf Chav Dalad, page 294. So we talked about stepping back after Shmoneh Esrei, how you step back, how long you have to step back, how you step back, with foot goes first, lefty, righty, this. Does the Chazan step back? Does the Chazan step back after the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei? And all that stuff. So in Kuf Chav Dalad, Chav says, Lachar Shesimu Atzibur Tefilasan, after the Tzibur finished their davening, their Shmoneh Esrei, Yachzor Shas HaTzvilo. Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei. This is a whole Gemara. So Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei. Why? She'im yesh mi she'eino yodei lispalel. Let's say there's someone who doesn't know how to daven. We're going to have to define what that means. So all he has to do is listen to the Chazan. He's the representative, right? Shaliach Tzibur. So he'll say it out loud. The person who doesn't know how to daven will listen. And he'll fulfill his obligation of davening with the Chazan. Good system. But so now here's the provisos. V'tzarech also she'yotze b'tfila shatz. And that guy who's fulfilling his obligation with here listening to the repetition of the Chazan, he has to lechaven l'chol ma'ashe omer shatz mirosh atzok. He has to keep focused on everything the Chazan says from beginning to end. Try it one of these days.
It's hard.
V'eino masik, you can't interrupt, right? Because we remember this rule. Shomea ka'one, if you listen to something and listen attentively, and you have a mind to be Yotze, as long as the person has a mind to be Yotze, you to fulfill for you, you have a mind to, so he threw the pass, caught the pass, so then by listening, you it's like you did it. So you can't talk in the middle, can't interrupt. Mishbur says he can't even say Baruch HaShem. Ve'enamos Mesiach, you can't discuss anything. U'posea gimel psios la'achrov, ke'adam shemispa la'asmo. And when he's finished with Shmoneh Esrei and the Chazan finishes, he takes three steps back. As if he downed Shmoneh Esrei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, the first thing is, the Mishnah Berurah says that here the Machaber says that someone who doesn't understand is not a book. He's not expert at davening Shmoneh Esrei, right? So he listens to the Chazan. That's the whole system. So the Chazan is sort of like davening for that guy. But if you do know how to daven, well, one day I want to take off, you know. So what I'll do, I'll just stand there. I supposedly know how to daven. All of you know how to daven. So, you know, I want to save my vocal cords. A few years ago, I had to actually do this, right? And so I'll listen to him daven. Okay, that might be a bad case, right? Where the doctor says, don't use your vocal cords. And if you whisper, it's worse. So, you know, okay, so that might be different. But let's say, I don't know, I can picture this. I'll listen to the Chazan. And while everybody, you know, I'll check my email while everybody's, right? So Mishnah Berurah says that doesn't work. If a person knows how to daven, in other words, we call that person a baki. He's an expert. He knows how to daven. And so then he can't listen to the Chazan. Even b'dieved doesn't work. You got to daven. If you can't, you have to.
What does it mean that he doesn't know how to daven? Does it mean he doesn't even know how to do it in English?
No, he doesn't know. Well, he doesn't. Well, doing it in English, we don't want to talk about because the brachas are a problem. How you say the brachas? It's complicated. Okay, so again, so if you know how to daven, you're supposed to daven on your own. So, but if you don't know how to daven, so then you could listen to the Chazan. Now, there's two rubs. The Mishnah Berurah says it has to be that the guy understands Hebrew. Because if he doesn't understand Hebrew, so then he doesn't know what he's listening to.
Seems like a contradiction.
Wait a second. But someone who davens for himself, let's say, I don't know, and he's saying it for himself in Hebrew, even if he doesn't understand it completely, still he's yotze. That's the difference between listening to the chazan and saying it yourself. If you say it yourself, it has more power. So even if you don't understand everything, you're still yotze. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're saying it for yourself, at least you should try to understand avos, right? The very first bracha, we discussed this before. You should at least understand avos. At least that you should understand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, now again, this is a very interesting idea. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so a person who's not baki, but he understands Hebrew, but he doesn't know how to daven. Picture a person like this. So therefore, he's listening to the chazan. Now, to this, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, well, then he's a baki, then he can daven on his own. I think some of you were asking that. Wait a sec. So now we're limiting it to a case where the guy knows Hebrew, he understands Hebrew. I don't know, maybe he can't read it that well. I don't know, but he understands Hebrew pretty good. So he listens to the chazan and he's yotze. So the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with this case, and he says, no, if the person's not a baki, that means he doesn't understand. So he listens to the chazan, answers amen, and even though he's very fuzzy on the concept, or maybe complete, but still he's yotze that way. That's the difference of opinion between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah. It makes a very big difference.
It depends
who your robe goes like. To be quite honest, it also depends on the circumstance very often. Sometimes, you know, usually like we go like the Mishnah Berurah. But you know, like there might be a circumstance where, you know, something, whatever, you know, you attach a few other things. Yeah, okay, you could go like the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, there's one other, before we break, I want to mention one other. The Bir Halacha says something very interesting. That this is all talking about a regular Shmoneh Esrei. But if you have a Shmoneh Esrei where there's piyutim, we don't do it too much in the shul. But like, think of Rosh Hashanah, right? There's a lot of extra stuff there, right? Especially in the Chazan's repetition, right? There's a lot of extra stuff. So in that case, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Avraham, then that type of case, it won't work. Why won't it work? Very simple, the Mishnah Berurah says. Also brings down from the Prima Gan. And that is because the proviso, according to everyone, is the guy has to listen from beginning to end. He has to listen to everything. So now we know the problem. It's possible, but it's very distant that a person would be able to do that. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll continue this on Sunday, believe it or not, Meretz Hashem.